when he hears that he's shaming the guests, say Amen. So he should be mechave into that Amen. And some say that if he's mechave into that Amen, alright, I mean, it's a difficult thing. I mean, but anyway, so this is the Chiddush by the Darkimation, Ramo, that even the Baal HaBayis, who himself made a bracha, and the guests, they said Amen, so then he should be mechavein to be yetze with the Amen of the guests of the Shem. He himself said the bracha, the Mishneh Berurah points out, I mean, that's very strange. He says, alright, David. ובאמס כל המבורר בעצמי זה ברוך אין צורך לא אומין כלל הוא כלל ועד הרבה והנה אחרי אומין הרי זה בור yeah, but here he is not answering אומין after his ברוך he is מחווין to the אומין of the שם what's the basis of that הלוח but this is what Rambam says ייתן רווח בין לחם ובין מין המיצי לחם מן אורץ so the last letter in the תיבה לחם is a man and the first letter in מין is a man. So in other words, no, it shouldn't be nivla, it shouldn't be recognized in its pronunciation, so he has to leave a certain, he shouldn't say it very quickly, then one man will be nivla, will not be heard. The same thing applies to Krishna, whenever there is the same letter at the end of the previous table and the beginning of the following table, so he has to make revach, in order that it should not be nivla one man. All right. אין לברך קדם, קדם שיתפס הלכת. In other words, because, in other words, he has to demonstrate that he's making the broche. He's making the broche on the tlachet. ייתן שתי יודף על הפס בשעס broche. He should put his hands on the pas, on the challah, on the bread, at the time of the broche. Why? It's al pitabole, but there is a basis for it in Yerushalmi, in the first period of Chale. Sheyesh bo yudetz bois, kineged yud mitzvahis atluyes bipas. So in other words, the because both hands together have 10 fingers, so that corresponds with the seven commandments, obligations that relate to pas. What are the seven? In other words, in order to make pas, so it's not so simple. First you have to plow the soil, then you have to plant it, and then you have to winnow it, and then you have to you have to harvest it, you have to winnow it. So we have about 10 obligations, mitzvahs, asay and leis asay. First of all, at the time of the Chrishe, there is a love of Misach Mishel Hamer Yadov, and then at the time of the Zriye, he has to know there is a love of Misizra Kulayim, and at the time of the Dishe, Misach Simshel Bidishe, and there, so you have three lavim, then you have Lekechik Chalpeye, so it's six, then you have Trumo, is seven, and then you have Maisarishin, is eight, and then you have either Maisa Sheni or Maisa Oni is nine, and then you have Chale. So you have 10 obligations, 10 mitzvahs relating to Pas. In other words, anyone who is involved in the processing of the Pas, so is faced with 10 different obligations that he has to fulfill. So Kineged with mitzvahs are clearly Pas, Ukach Yush, Yesh Yu Tevis, בבירקס המייצי, ויהיו תיבד בפוסק מסמיח חוצה לבימו, ויהיו תיבד בפוסק איני קורח וסביר, ויהיו תיבד בפוסק ארץ חיתו וסיור, ויהיו תיבד בפוסק ויתלוח. לא יפצע עד שיוביל לפנוף מלח ולפתן. In other words, he should not be ביצע on the challah, on the bread, until מלח is brought. Now, a lifton, something that is used as a together with pas, pirish rashi called dovah hanechal in a pas. We laugh with beits tchusas hapsiyo v'im nikiyo. If it's pas noki means not paskiva. In other words, any pas that does not have the bran. In other words, any pas other than whole wheat is a pasnocht. Whole wheat bread is not pasnocht because it has the bran in it. So the halacha is that there is no chiyuv of putting melach on pas if the pas is not. Let's say on whole wheat bread, you have yam chiyuv to put melach. But pasnocht, so you're not mechuyev to put any melach. So, v'im nikiro ishe misveles bitavlin o bimelach kein shalonu o ishe nischavin leachil pas harevo e nitzorich lamdi. In other words, if it's noki, and even if it's not noki, if it has the bran, but is misveles bitavlin, let's say the bread, they have shortening this and that, so then it doesn't require melach either. Umikomokei, even though pasnoki does not require melach, but is the proper thing to use melach anyway. Umikomokei mitzvah lehovi al kol shulchon melach kedim sheyifsa, ki ha-shulchon demel mizbeach, ve-achile kikom, v'nemar al kol korbon cho tatrev melach, v'hu megin in Apollonius. Alaze min kasni roch. Hoyo lufonov kichi shall pass the pasholem, hakel min yachot, we vorach lashot. Even in Misachel, Shabbos, so there's aloch of lachem mishne, tool and shlemes. But in Misachel, there is no aloch of lachem mishne, but in Satchshives, if he can be mivorech, and Shleimo, so then it's a tchshives, he should be vitzeya on Shleimo, as long as he intends to eat it. Of course, if he doesn't intend to eat the Shleimo, so then there is no aloche b'meis achayel to be mivorech l'Shleimo. But if, let's say, he intends to eat a certain roll that is a sholei, and he intends to eat a piece of the roll that is not a sholei, so then he should be mivorech and be vitzeya on the sholei. Mitzat kovet, mitzat chshives. So hoyu lufonov tichei shal pas. He had a number of pieces of bread, pieces. Upas sholim hakel minechot, mivorech l'sholim. Afilu hu pas kiva. Even though the sholim happens to have all the bran in it, and the pieces have no bran in it, but the fact that the sholim is of greater significance than the fact that the pas is a pas noki, it doesn't have any bran. Afilu pas kiva vikot, v'achticha is pas nikir ugdilo. So it's more choshuv to be mivoreich and be bitzeya on the shol. Avol im asholim miseirim, v'achticha is mechitim, afilu hiktano, miniach hapchuso tachas ha-shleimo, u'bitzeya mishtein yachat. But suppose the sholim happens to be of seirim, of barley, and the pruso, the piece, happens to be of chitim. So then it's more choshuv to be mivorech and be vitzeya on the chitim. Not because it tastes better, but because in the posik, in Eike, eretz chito useo. So chito is mentioned before seo. So whatever is mentioned first has chshives. Now he says, even though the sholim is miseirim, and the ticho is mechitim, and it's also ektano. So meniach hapruso tachas ha-shleimo v'tzeya mishtein yachat. Now this is based upon the Gemara daf lametes in Brachos. So the Gemara says that nikra nidine, he should be mivorich just on the chito, the pruso, and the chito, the pruso, and the ktano, rather than the seiro, the shleimo, and the gdeiro, mikra nidine. But the Gemara says that from the tesim brachas, yereshamayim yeitzi yirikulon. Anyway, because the seiro has the chshives, has the adifes, the maile, that it is a sholeim, and the chito has the maile, because it's more choshuv, it's mentioned first in the posik, yeretz chito seiro. So the male Yerushalayim is mivorech and both, b'tzeya mishtein yachad. But that's only in the chassidus. But mi'ikra didine,
Michael Dine, he can be mivorer just on the chticho of the chitin, even though it's iktan. V'chol ze kisharei tzalecho mishneya. Avu minarei tzalecho, elo meachot, yiv tzalo. V'in lochesh lisheini, afo pisha choshu v'chobi bolo. Let's say, b'nei sacheil, where there is no aloch of lechem mishne and shleimis, and the only reason is because of chshives, so it's only if he intends to eat of the sholem, of the law, let's say, that is shleimo. So then, yeah, he should be mivorech. But suppose he's not interested in eating the sholem, he's only interested in eating the pruso, then he's mivorech and bitzei on the pruso. In bei shleimis v'minechon, achas dilo v'achas tano. Mivorech l'agdilo. Suppose he has two shleimis, but one is big and one is small, so it's more choshuv to be mivorech and bitzei on the dilo. אם יש לאדם שני חצוי לחם, ואין לו לחם שלם, יחברם יחד בעץ ובשום דבר, של יהי נירה, ודינה כדין שלם, ואפילו בשבס, where there is a lot of לחם משני שלמיס, so you can attach two halves of a challah, with a toothpick, with something, so as long as it will look like a שלם, the important thing is the way it looks. שני גלוס קויס הדבוקים יחד שנף ונחתך מן האחס צי טו חלס they stick together but then from one חלה he broke off a piece so then it's one whole חלה and they part of the other חלה והשניו נשאר השלימו תאי להפרי תחתיכו מהשלימו כי נירה ישלימו ממה שנחנו דורי בו אף על פי שנירה שיש הגדירו so you should remove the דחתיכו and then and you'll be מבורך and you'll be ציע on the whole חל that is left לא יפצה ממנו מכם שהוא יסוד דבוקו בחלתו ששום נירה יש כפרוסו אלא יפצה ממוקים השולם שלו פס העיר מפס קוסמי מבורך על של סעיר כאילו שהוא מבין זין suppose he has a piece of bread that is made out of seir and he has a piece of bread that is made out of kusmi. Kusmi in English it's called spelt. Actually it's a minchito. It's a certain species of the wheat. It's a member of the wheat family. But it's not mamishchito. It belongs to that family. And this is not spelled out in the Torah. Seiro is spelled out in the Torah in the Posik in Eken. Eretz Chito Seiro. So Chito is mentioned first, and Seiro after that. But it's mentioned. Mashenkin Kusmin, even though it belongs, it's a member of the wheat family, but it's not spelled out by the Torah. So Meilo Seiro that is spelled out by the Torah is Mochosh. So Pasirim Pas Kusmin, Mivorech Al Shol Seirin, Kim Shum Min Zayin. אף על פי שהכוסמי יופים פס ניקיו אף על פי שהכוסמי יופים פס ניקיו פס קיבר suppose there's two pieces of pas one has the brand and one does not have the brand פס ניקיו פס קיבר so let's say one is whole wheat and one is not whole wheat פס ניקיו so מבורך על הניקיו in other words if he intends to eat the whole wheat bread and the regular bread but suppose he's only interested in eating whole wheat bread, then he's mivorech on the whole wheat bread. Mivorech on kir. V'im shtein kir v'zu v'vono yesa m'zu, mivorech al v'vono yesa.
We left off Simon Kuf Samaches, Sifei. Now, Ian Kuf Samaches, the Shulchan Aruch discussed what piece of pas has a preference to be bitzei on it. So there are all kinds of quality. In other words, if one piece of pas is showing the whole loaf, so that has preference. If one piece of pas is chitim, the other one is hearing, so the chitim has preference. There are all kinds of, and if both are pruses, but one is noki, one is kiva, one has the blood in it, and the other one is noki, so the Noki has a preference. Pasei v'tichovim nekiyo u'paskiva shol Yisrael. Now, the halacha is, misadadin,
one is allowed to eat pasakum shel palta vidoika. In other words, he's not allowed to eat pas that was baked by a private person, a goy, because it's conducive to intermarriage. But palta, a baker, so he's not doing it because of love or because of affection, some mele, there is no isa. But bikeshi itil, because it was the business why the Chachamim didn't ask pas akum shel palta, because it would have been exero shein reva tzipo yechein l'amin bo. But the reason is chsides not to eat pas akum, even pas akum palta. That's the reason is why Nasaras Yimitshuva, as Shulchan Aruch says, everyone should be zoyer in not eating pas akum. So pas Yisrael has an advantage, even though pas akum is mutam zadim. But it has an advantage because there is in the chsides not to eat it. So suppose there are two pieces of pas. Pas v'lichob mikio, pas akum, that has no bran, u pas kiver, let's say, shel Yisrael, that has the bran, whole wheat bread of Yisrael. Imen nizam pas v'lichob, if the one that has to be betzea is not so yoyim pas akum pauter, so nivoreich, alezenum sheyotze. Because each one has an adifes that the other one does not have. The paskiver, that Yishal Yisrael has the adifes, Yishal Yisrael. There is no midrashi that's not to eat it. And the pasakum has the adifes, it's a pasnoki. It doesn't have any bread. So whatever he wants to be betzea, he can do it. V'im nizam pasav yichovi. Suppose he's nizam pasav yichovi. So then, misalik pas nokish el yichol ma'ashulchan. Ada hapik zameitzi. So you shouldn't even allow the pas akum on the table. Why does he smack? Why can't he have it on the table? Because since the pas akum is a pas noki, some mele, so it could be that the time of the broche, it would be chviv olim. Some male maybe would have to be mevorech on it because it's chviv olive. So because of that, the smak says it should be misalik the pas from the shulchan. So misalik pas not to lichol ma'ashulchan ad lachad b'chametz. Vim barabais ein nizam pas lichol. Suppose the barabais himself is not zoyer in pas akum. Vein daiter echol klas sude rak pas lichol bim ki nikiyo. Aber Bnei Bei say, Eichon mi Pashin in Noki Shal Yisrael. Ushte Alechem and both breads are in Noki Shal Yisrael. So ich lifzeya al Pas Nikiyo Shal Yivet Yehovi. Hoi ugrua betzeya. Vin daito Eichel al Mesi Pas. So since he eats it, and he intends to eat that Pas, so he has to be betzeya on it. Vin Barabais Nizam Pas Yehovi. He is Zoyan that Mirsiris. But the Yisroel, and the guest is not Nizar and Pasakum. The Yisroel, she in Nizar Bikach, Mesir Ma'ashulchon. So then, like this, there is Aloche. Dvorim Amutorim, Vachirim, Noyagim B'Yisrael, so then Al-Pedin, he could not be make Kula in it. So, he, too, that Pasakum shall Pauta is Mutam Saradim. But if the Barabayis himself, is nizam pasakum, so mele is vorma mutorim v'achirim noegim v'yisya. So then he should not be mizalt on it, he shouldn't eat it, because that's his practice, his minek. So mitzad neda midarabonon, he should not eat the pasakum shal pauta. But since he has a guest, so machmas kovet, to the guest, to the erech, so chachomim will matter him to eat that pasakum, because since the Yisr is Nedam Rabron, so it has a din like Nidri Onsen. Since there is a special situation, a hardship situation, I mean, to show courtesy to an Erech is also a hardship situation. It wouldn't be nice to the Erech if he wouldn't eat it. After all, Mitzradim, it's Muta, it's only the Chassidus. So Meire, because of the COVID of the Erech, so he's allowed to eat that pasakum, even though usually he doesn't eat pasakum. Vim barabayis nizam pasakum, vim yisroel shim nizabikach, meisifim ha'ashilchon. kill the mitzvah mitzvahs of our bias, yiftzam in a yofe, shall we chovim. Because of the COVID of the Erech. V'chiven, shehuta lifteya, huta l'cholasun. Huta l'cholasun. V'davke shechovim alof yisipas. Avon chovim alof, below yisipas of chovim, yisorech lagdime. When do we say that pas akum has an adifes only if he likes that pas? But if he doesn't like that pas altogether, so then it has no adifes. So he's not bitseyanet, because he doesn't like it. Now, here in Sivov is mentioned a very basic halach. Now, this is a Gemara in Broches, Daf Mem Beis. Gemara talks about pas abo b'kisnin. What is pas abo b'kisnin? So there are several chiddush of Rishonim, but we pass like all the Rishonim. Pas abo b'kisnin means cake is pas abo b'kisnin. Cookies is pas abo b'kisnin. Or let's say, if you mix, let's say, dough in eggs, not in water. So let's say, so that's pas abo b'kisnin. Let's say, a pesadike egg matzah is pas abo b'kisnin. Not a daily chomizdike egg matzah. Because a daily egg matzah is mixed in both in eggs and water, but the pace of the egg matzah is pas abo b'kisnin. So the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Mem Beis that pas abo b'kisnin. So he doesn't wash, he doesn't say ameitz, he has to say beirim zeines, and then he says amichya if he has aizah. But if he was kiveya sude and pas abo b'kisnin, if he was kiveya sude and cookies and egg matzes and cake, so then it requires until a sivayim, and he has to say berkas ameitzi, and then he has to be mivorei berkas amos. What does it mean kiveya sude? So there is a machlekes between the Raavad and the Rosh. According to the Raavad, it depends upon the individual person who eats it. If he decides to be kiveya sude and cake, he likes it that way. He's kiveya sude and becomes satisfied when he's kiveya sude, when he eats a meal of cake. No bread, just cake. Or egg matzahs. So then, that's considered kiveya sude. Even though the average person, most people are not kiveya sude and cake. But since this, the individual person in question was kiveya sude, so he has to be natal yadayim, and he has to be mivorech. Birkas HaMozness is Birkas HaMeitzi. This is the Shita L'Raivet. The Rosh is Chelik. The Rosh says it doesn't depend upon the individual person, but upon the general practice of people. In other words, if he eats that quantity of cake that the average person, that usually people would already be Kaveya Sude on it, in other words, they would become satisfied, they would consider it as a real meal. So Mimele, that's considered Kriya Sude. So what size of cake does he have to eat in order that it should be considered Kriya Sude, that the average person would be Kriya Sude on that quantity of cake? So in other words, so it's the same Shio like the Sude in connection with the Tchum. So that's a Suda Pruso. A Suda Pruso. So there is a machlekes in Erev and Tanoim, and there is a machlekes Rishonim how we pass. So some Rishonim say machlekes Rashi and Rambam. So it's either 3 beitzim or 4 beitzim. But that's the shiur of 3 beitzim is 6 gzeisim, because the kazai is a chotzi beitzim. 6 gzeisim. If it's 4 beitzim, so it's 8 gzeisim. 8 gzeisim. That's the shiur of a suda prusa. Suda farani. The Chayodom and the Gro, they are Chil, and they say that the Shio Kriya Sude is not the Shio of Suda Pchuso, the same kind of Suda that is required with Gabi Ruvit Chumim, but it's Isuda Sashirim. Isuda Sashirim, so that's Hefe Neimer. Now in the Midvah, so every day a Neimer of the man dropped, and that was for 2 Sudas. So that was a Suda Sashirim. So that means one full Suda. Suda Sashirim is half an Eimer. Now the Eimer is 43 Beitzim. 43 Beitzim and 1/5 of a Beitzim. So half of an emer would be 21 beitzim and 6/5 and 6/10, I'm sorry, and 6/10 of a bezel, 3/5 of a bezel. So according to the Gor and the Chayodom, you have to eat a lot of cake in order to be nitzel levayim to save the Berachas Hametz. All right, now, this is the halacha. Pas avor b'kisni, mivor chol ovir min mezenes, ulacho vroch achas min sholis, vimochal mimenu, shio shachirin, just like the Shira Sarosh, not like the Shira Sarabi, shachirin regilin mikvi olov, afal tishu ui salveya mimenu, mivor chol ovir Hametz u'Berachas Hamozdi. ומתחילו יבידייתו רך ממנו מיד וביר רביר מן מזיינס והכין אוכל שיעו שאחרים כאילו נולוב יבוא יכולו בביר כסמוס אף על פי שלו יביר חמיץ התחילו ואם אוכל שיעו שאחרים אין כאילו נולוב אף על פי שהוא קבעי הולוב אין אם יבוא יכולו בביר מן מזיינס in other words, the מחבר פסקן, the מחבר רמו פסקן like the ראש, not like the רייבת רביר מן מזיינס וברוך האחס מן שורש ויבוט לו דייתי עצל קולוב. Now, Siv Zayin, Pasabor b'kisnim, what is Pasabor b'kisnim? Yesh miforshim, Pasha osu kimin kisim, shemal meyisei vash, oi suka, the sugar, vegezim, mushkedim, vitav, that's like a pie, you see, veheima nikroim, rishkolash, vilachash, like a pie, v'yeshen lin, sheyiso, sheyiri vod vash, oi shemen, oi cholov, oi minei tavlin, v'yofo, והוא שיהיה טעם תערוב לסמי הפרס או יתב ומתאביס according to the מחבר. So that anything that is baked not exclusively in water but in eggs too, as long as the eggs, the time of the eggs is nicker, when you taste it you feel the time of the eggs, even though it's mixed in water and eggs, and even though the water is the major fluid in which it was mixed, so it's possible because, and if you're not kivya sude, you have to say beir min mezeinis. According to Pesachim Machaber, so that means that on the challis that we bind the sores, and here in Chicago, usually the challis are not water challis, it's egg challis, but the water is the major fluid in which it is mixed. But the time of the eggs you can detect when you eat it. So it's possible because so you cannot even say a Berachas Hametz. But the Ramo is chelik al machal. V'yeish eirim shezen nikro pasgomo. In other words, if the water is the major fluid, even though the time of meibetzin or orange juice can be detected, so then it's pasgomo. But when is it possible because if the major fluid is the eggs and the water is the milk? Alright, so according to the Ramo, we can say a meitzi an egg chalas. V'yeish eirim shezen nikro pasgomo, v'mkin yeish bohem har bitav, u'idvash kibin misiko shekirin lekach, where the mipir is the major fluid, shekimat ha'advash v'atav nikah. וכן יגיד, ויש מפורשים שהוא פס, נד הפשט עם פס אבו בקסנין, בין מסבלת בין שני מסבלת, שיש נעשי קוראים יבישים, להיקיחו, וכי סיסי נעשם, ואין אני קוראים וישכנס, והלוך הגדירי כולם, שלחולי לו הדבורים נהגים להם, נעשם להם דינים שאמרנו בפס אבו בקסנין. We left off, סימן קוף סמכס, סיף חס. Now, all the סיפים here in this סימן, are very relevant, I mean it's Nigia Lemaise for everyone. Lachmonies Eison Shebriloson Ovo Shekirin Uvluyesh Lechem Gomo Umvorech Olov Hameitzu Birkas Hamozi Ve Eison Shebriloson Rako Vidaki Meit Shekirin Nivlesh Mivorech Aleim Birim in Mezenes Ubroch Achas Minshorish Vimkova Sudosi Aleim מבורך המייצי וברכס המוזי. So that's the Gemara that man weighs in Borges. So the Gemara says, Lachmoniyes, if he's kivei asude, so then it requires in Tersidai, Meitzi and Berkes Hamozi. But if he's not kivei asude, so then it's Birmin Mizenes and Borchach Mishorish. Like Pasa Bobikist. what is Lachmanias? So Rashi says Lachmanias is that is called Uvlias Blas in old French. Uvlias. Teisves is Chelik and Rashi. And he says Uvlias, so it's a blue ovo, it's a thick dough. So that doesn't require Kviesude. That is Lachem Gomo. So Teisves says no. That Lachmanias is what we call Nivlias. What we call Nivlias. But from Rashi it's Mashma that even though Uvlias is a blue ovo, it's a thick dough, a regular dough, but they make it very thin. They roll it out so that it's extremely thin. So that's why, according to Rashi, even though he doesn't mean Uvlias Mamesh, in other words, is the kind of dough that is used in Uvlias. But here they roll it out very extremely thin. So Mimele, because of that, it's not considered as Lachem Gomo. But the Mechaber Paskos like Teisves, that if it's Uvlias, even though it's made very thin, so it's Lachem Gomo. Without Kviesude, it requires a Meitzi, it's a Sidayim Bekhamos. But if it is what? Nivlias, so that is a blue rakov. It's a thin dough. So then it doesn't require a meitzi unless it's kviesude. Now the Magen-Avraham points out that only because it's extremely blue rakov. But if it's not extremely blue rakov, then it has a din of the Lachem Gomor anyway. That's what the Magen-Avraham points out. So he says, so if this Oison Shebuloson Rako Vidaki Meit, this is the Lashon of Mechaber, Vidaki Meit, not just Bilo Rako, but Bilo Rako Vidaki Meit. So then, Mivore Halim Birmin Mezenes, Ubroch Achas Men Shorish. And if he's Kveya Sude, so is Mivore Hameitzi Ubirkas Amosin. Vi Ochiluhu Bisi Hasudo, suppose he eats in the midst of the Sude Nivliash, Shalom Machmas Asudo, Tunim Brocho Lifneim Viloy Lachayim. If it's Shalom Machmas, in other words, now that presents a shaila. Suppose you eat pasa barbecues, cake, pies in the meal. Now, at certain weddings, so after you finish the meal, they clear the table and then they serve a sweet table. So that means that it's served Likinuach Ultanuk Baum, not to Esmose. Not to become satisfied with him, not lasbia esrael boine, but just like in nuach ultanik baum. If the cake at some weddings, so the cake is served in the sweet table after the meal, but at some weddings it is served in the midst of the meal. Now, if it is served in the midst of the meal, so it's machmas hasudei, so then it doesn't require a boch, but suppose it is served after a meal as a special sweet table, so it's like a nuach ultanik baume, so then it should follow that then you have to make a broche of berimin zinus on it. And the Hashulchan really paskins like that, that if, let's say, it is served after the meal, shaloi machmas asude, but like a nuach ultanik baume, so you have to make a broche. The Mishneh Brura, however, says no. You shouldn't make a broche, even if it is served as a sweet table. Why? Because what is pasa barbecue? So there is a machlekes rishonim. So, in other words, so some rishonim say pasa barbecue is if he filled it with certain foods, like a pie. And some rishonim say if it was mixed in orange juice in mebeitim. So, not the mechaber paskens. The Mechaber paskens that baloch ekdem kula. In other words, whether it's a pie that is made with a certain filling, or it's mixed in the beitzim, in eggs or in orange juice, so it has a din of pasa barbekisni, and it doesn't require a meitzi. Why? Because sofik brochas lehok. So that's in regard to the question as to whether you should be involved because I'm 18 and involved because I'm Muslim. So we say something about love. Masha'inkein, where it served in the middle of the Sudeh, whether you should make a brachas. On the contrary, so we have to be chishish. Maybe the aloha is like the Rishonim, that pasach bo bekisen is something like a pie that has a filling. But if, let's say, sponge cake is not pasach bo bekisen, and that is lechem gomor, so we have to say sofik brachas lohokul the other way. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens that on cake, even if it is served after the meal, you should never make a brach. But if it is something like a pie, apple pie, strudel, so then according to most Rishonim it's pasach bo bekisen. So then it paskens that if it is served after the meal, then you should make a brach. Now, aval eisam rikikim dakim sheneisnim makachas aleihem him tfilu igave makachas ubirkas makachas pitrasam. That's a very relevant thing. Let's say suppose you eat an ice cream sandwich. So you have the ice cream and then you have the wafers. But the important thing is the ice cream. That's the makachas, the ice cream. And you only eat the wafers because you don't want to stain your hands. So in Mele, you say shehakol on the ice cream, and that patters even the wafers. But if you want to eat, to say v'roch mizenes on the wafers, then you have to eat the wafers by themselves, without any ice cream. So then you can make a v'roch mizenes. So it's this aloha. We left off yesterday, Simen Kof. Kuf Samaches Siftes Pas Gomu Afil Poches Mikazais Mivoy Cholof Hameitz. In other words, if it is real pas, bread, rolls, challah, so no matter how small it is, even though you intend to eat less than a kazais, a small tiny piece of bread, so you have to wash and make a Birkas Hameitz. If he didn't eat the kazayis of lechem, so there is no bracha chayne. And of course, no, because there was no bracha chayne whatsoever. That's it, impossible. Now, Sif Yud discusses a very extensive inyan about chvitze. Chvitze means a piece of lechem, crumbs of lechem, a piece of lechem. So there are three klolim in this sif, in sif yud. Now, sometimes you have pieces of bread or of roll or of challah, and then you are mivashel them and you cook them. Whether they become iduvek through the bishul, they become unified into one piece or not, it doesn't matter. But they are nizbashel. So then the halacha is like this. If you take pieces of bread and you are mevashel them, so if each piece before the bishul, so was hedikazayis, then even though as a result of the bishul it doesn't have its tzuras hapas, so it requires a meitzi and a tzurasidayim and birkas hamazon. But suppose each piece is less than a kazayis, and it was nisbashel, whether it was unified to the bishul or it was not unified for the bishul, it doesn't make any difference. If it doesn't have a kazayis, even if it has its tzuras pas, so then it requires berim and mizenes, and not a meitzi and not a tzuras yadayim. That's the klal, that's the rule in regard to chvitze, pieces of bread that one is bashel together. Sometimes you take pieces of bread and you are midabik them through dvash, through honey, through soup. They become unified into one piece. Not through bishul, but through morok and dvash. So then the halacha is as follows. If each piece has a kazayis, so then if each piece has a kazayis, so then it requires mitzvah shedayim lameitzi and birkas hamazon, even if he didn't have mitzvah sapas. But suppose each piece is less than a kazayis, then it depends. If it has mitzvah sapas, looks like lechem, so then it requires a meitzi and birkas hamazon mitzvah shedayim. But if he doesn't have mitzvah sapas, he doesn't require hamazon.
So it's burning things.
Now, then suppose there is a third situation. Suppose you are not Mivasharet and you're not you don't unify it through Morok or Dvash. So then, even if it's less Nekazayis, it doesn't have it to us a pass. It still requires a Mitzrach Minoret. In other words, if you make matzah mel, now you grind matzah into tiny pieces of matzah, of bread, of lechem, so then it requires until you're dying and hametzi and brekesh hamos. These are the three kol. Paz gomo, yeah, no, that will end. Sifut chvite, dehaine, peru lechem shenidvokim yachad al dimorok, im nizbashe yuim yeish ben kazayis, אף על פי שאין ביטי הלחם מבורך המיצי בגס המוזי אם אין מן כזייס אף על פי שנראה שיש ביטי הלחם אם מבורך רבי אין מזינס ובורך אחס מן שורש ואם אין מבוש לו שמחו בעל דבש ומרוק אם יש בפרוסיס כזייס מבורך רב המיצי אפילו אין ביטי הלחם ואם אין מן כזייס אם יש ביטי הלחם דיינה שהוא ניקה וידוע שהוא לחם מבורך רב המיצי בגס המוזי ואם אין ביטי הלחם מבורך רבי אין מזינס ובורך אחס מן שורש ואימנו לא מבושם ולא מחובה, אלא מפורה דק דק, אף על פי שאין בכזייס ולתי הלחם, מבורך עליו המיצי ובירקס המוז. ואין לכמן סימן קפ"ד כמו שיאכילה לבורך עליו בירקס המוז. Now suppose you're not mevashel it, but you fry it על ביתיל. Does it have the same deen? Does it have the same deen as, like nizbashel? That it's weak only if it has a shiur kazais, but if it doesn't have, even if it has shuras lechem, so it doesn't require a meiti, or tigun is not like bishul. So on that point there is a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the other achen. The Magen Avraham, says that tigun does not have the same din like bishul. Does not have the same din like bishul. So if it's al bitigun, so it has the same status as if it had been unified through morok and dvash. But the other achreinim achirik, and they say the tigun has the same status as bishul. Now the Mishneh Brura points out that from the lashon of Rav Meir in Broches, it's mashma like the other achreinim, not like the Magen Avraham. It's mashma from the lashon of Rav Meir in Broches, the tigun has the same din as bishop. Simen Kuf Samaches, Sif Yud Aleph. Now, in Sif Yud, we learn three klolim. One of the klolim is in respect to a pass that was pieces of pass that one is chabe al dimog al divash. So, even if it doesn't have, even if each piece is less than kazayis, but if it has its choice a pass, so then it requires a meitzi. Now he says, Yesh b'sheimer, v'pirurim sh'neisim b'mayim, v'amayim mislabni machmas ha'pirurim, ozulei toraisi, dinamme, the tzuras ha'pas is bottom. So in other words, as a result of soaking crumbs of bread in water, then the tzuras ha'pas changes. He doesn't have a tzuras ha'pas, so mele, if the pieces are less than kazayis, so it doesn't require meitzi, and it requires b'rem nizeines ubo hachas min sholosh. Sif Yud Beis. Yesh mishayim meir shepas ashol b'yayin odin in mivorech al b'rem nizeines ubo hachas min sholosh. V'nira shein vorev amurim al perurim al prusa shein b'chol hachas kazayis. So again, as a result of soaking the pas in red wine, so the pas itself becomes red. So there is no, it doesn't have any tzuras a pas. So mele, if it doesn't have any tzuras a pas, and the crumbs are less than kazayis, so then even though there is no bishul, so mele it's not lechem, and it doesn't require meitzin to sedayim because I'm Muslim, just bear him in his anus, and boha achas mishul. Now Sif Yud Gimel discusses a very important deal. Now that is based upon a machlokes Hashem. Rabbitam Shiti is in Broches da from the Wolf on the Zion that just as we say Ligabi Chalem Triloso Iso, we say for Subdim Yisrael Vichale, in other words, if the Lishe is a Lishe, is a blue over, a fig door, even though it is cooked, it's not baked, so then it is high v'chal. And according to the time, even if the time of the mixing, of the kneading, so his intention was to cook it, to boil it, not to bake it, so it's still high v'chal. That's how it's done. In other words, let's say noodles. So the dough for noodles is a miso ovo, it's a durosi ovo, it's not a durorakov. But noodles are boiled, they're not baked noodles. This is in Brochel, that from the Zion says, that according to the time, at first Rabbi Tam tell the Yisrael Chale that he waits, he doesn't require. But then at the end, Tosfos says, Rabbi Tam said that just as it is Yisrael Chale, so it requires a Meitzi also. Even if the intention was to be vacillant, not to bake it. That's the Shita of Rabbi Tam. Then the Shita of the Rash in Chale and the Ramban is the Gabichale itself. When do we say that if the mixing is a beer over, so it's higher than Chale? So if at the time of the mixing his intention was to bake it Masitano, and then he changed his mind. In other words, let's say he made the dough and the beer over with the intention of baking it, and then he changed his mind, he decided he'll make noodles out of it, he'll boil it. So it seems at the time of the girl that his intention was to bake it and move it, so maybe the girl was Mechaya the Chal. That's the Shita of the Rash. And the Ramban. And the Bach says that according to the Rash and the Ramban, the same thing will apply. In other words, if somebody makes a deal over with the intention of baking it, and then he changes his mind, he doesn't bake it, so then it requires mates. That the Rash would apply the same aloha in double mates also. But if at the time of the mixing his intention was to boil it, so then since he got a challah, it's not highly challah, so certainly it doesn't require mate. But the Bach says, the Rashi, the distinction between the case where the intention was to bake it at first and the case where the intention was at the very outset to boil it applies to mate and the examination also. Now, then there is a third chite, that's Rabbi Yehne says that insofar as a mate is concerned, so even if the beer is a beer over, even though the intention at the time of the girl was to bake it, but if later on he changed his mind, so it's not lechem. In that day, chale, so that depends upon girl. So if at the time of the girl the intention was to bake it, so in the it was mechay lechal. Mashenka ligadei ami, ligadei meitzi, so we have to take to observe what actually happened, whether it was baked or it was boiled. So if actually in the finale it was boiled, so then it doesn't require mates. It doesn't require mates. And the Avram says that the Rash himself only said it regarding Chalom, not regarding Hamit. So there are three ships. Now let's see. After the Dovo, Shebilosi Ovo, in Bishloi Tigno, in Yivor Cholel Hamit. After that's Rabbi Yehne Shiti. Afilu Shiesho to rise it in the hand. Vafilu Nishayo Bechal. In other words, let's say, and the intention at the time of the girl was to bake it. So then we can hear how the birds are made in a hair, hello, aha, chasafi. The yesh hain chilkin, the salutanshi. The whole chit fila so we so over. Afil richo, achatim, the mind was a pseudonym, finish his son, the shoe of us of him slew, who bishop mind with Tigna Bishaman, the verb of our amens. The noble hook, not to say a bit. The Shamayim is in his name. The Yehau, Ella, the Shivon, the Halechem Achatkila. The whole Zen and Nairo of the Deez Bay, Lacher Afia Tialechem, our Lesbi Tialechem, and Tiloxion, that's noodles. Shekir, Omzlach, we call all the work in our Yamets. So even according to the town. So, what noodles, we need noodles, it doesn't require our mates because it doesn't have a choice of us. Now, apparently, in the time of the Ramo, the Kratlach were made differently than today. Because the Ramo says, Kratlach has its source of pass. The Kratlach today do not have its source of pass anymore to use. So apparently, the Kratlach in the time of the Ramo were made differently and it had the shape of pass. You want small Kratlach to make a meeting day. Because today we do not have a choice of us. It's the way our Pashtita will trap like Mitra Pialach. They will also know if you be a Halshah of us still. The whole Zal and Maya will be so shame the Shemin of Vash, the Hayez Bay, or Shem Tuga Ben, our Lewis Ben from his boy of Dina Yisrael Pass of World Christ. Hey, we left off Sifu Dalek, the Simon Kuf Salmanis. Cholut, Perish, Kimun, Pass. Cholut means a great thing. Cholut means you take a piece of bread and you dump it in boiling water. That's called cholut. So the Mahava says, even if at the very outset you dumped the piece of bread in boiling water, but after that you baked it in an oven, so it is not pass. We don't say, since you dumped it in boiling water, so it's considered like nispasha, and it shouldn't require mating because it was put in boiling water. No. Since, in view of the fact that there was maisitano, so mainly it has a din of rechem gamo, and it requires a mating and there is a mos. Cholut, shakin ofi bitano, pas gomo, in boiling cholov a mating. Then the Ramos says, v'chein dolo shebulosi rako, שאופי ביטנו בלי משקה, דיני כיפס, ומבורי חולוב המייצי ושולש וורס. Even if the mixing was with a rako, a very thin dough, but if it was baked in an oven, so it requires, so it's lechem, and it requires a mayzi, and there is a mozen, like lechem domo, even if it was not to be a sugar. Und so, v'chein mofi biyuf es bloy mashke. Suppose you baked it in a pan without any mashke. So it's like baking. It doesn't make any difference whether you bake it on the hearth or you put it in a pan, as long as you don't put it in a mashke. So it's considered like baking. Und yat mashke, and even if you do moisten it with a little bit of shortening, umat mashke shemeishchim beyoyufes, you smear the pan, that's nothing. Shall we sorry for Esau, we make her mashke. Avaldovo, she blew us a rake, we tikne the mashke, we call on the lachne. But suppose it's a blue rako, and then you fried it with fats, so then it's a certain not lachem. Then it's certain not lachem. So even Rab Netam would be made it, that it doesn't require a blessed amit. Rab Netam only says in regard to something where the blue was a blue rovo. Even though it was cooked, but if the bira is a bira rako, and then it was fried in mashkes, of course, so we could all know love lechem. Truknin da heine sheisin gumo bikio, vineisin bo kemach, umayinu robin bo, vinefesho, mivore cholov, beir imunu mizines, ubroch achas min sholich. In Kova Sudosi Olov, Mivori Hameitzi, Ubiya Kesamazi. So when Avram points out that the Mechaber has reference play Blue of Akko at night is extremely Akko. Because if it's not Blue of Akko at night, just Blue of Akko, so then in the Ramos said, in Sifi Tres, the Chindolo Shul Loser Akko, Shofi di Tanabu Mashke, is the Miki Pass. So even without Kriya Sude, so why does he say here, without Kriya Sude, it requires Bila Minizenez? The answer is, here the Tukni, so it's a Bila Rakad Meit. Vimkobas Dor Sei Olov, Mivorach HaMeit Vek Hamos, Avol Trise, Dhaim Shreik Chin Kerach, Umayim Umar Vimeiso, Vishif Kono Akirov, Vimispashi Vimefe, Ein Olov, Teiras, Rechem Kual, Vimvok Molo Bila Minizenez, Uborach Achas Meim Sholeish, Vafol Kobis Dor Sei Olov. Nare de Hadmike, Vilechem Sheifim Bishput, in a spit, ומישכניסי לשנר מביצי, וכן לחם ועושו מכוסך, שמייביסי מתאמר, אלו בחמו, is baked in the sun, so it's not לחם, מלבור יכול להביר ממזינס. פשטידי הנפל ביטאנו. פשטידי הנפל ביטאנו, בבוסו או בגוד, או בגבינו, מלבור יכול להמייצי ובירקס המוזי. Now, so why is that different than some pasa menula the pirus vitavlin like a strudel, a pie? So that's pasa bobi kismi. And only if it's kriya sude, so it requires meitzi and berkas amozim until the dance. But without kriya sude not. So the menavron says there's a difference. Because strudel or pie, you don't eat this way, you eat it like tamu. We turn it down. So no, without Kriya Sude, he doesn't have any Rechem. Masha'im can this, you eat in order to satisfy your hunger. It's a void. So Mele, without Kriya Sude, it requires Birk Samos. So Bashida never returned with Bosa or Bidogi, or Bigvina Mivorach, all of Amei, to Birk Samos. Bidavke, Shofi, Bitana, Bolei Mashke, Abu Mofi, Bimachvus, Bimashke, Mivorach, all of Amei, Rechem, Hasude, Kmoishan Yisrael. We're starting Simen Kuf Samachtes. Now, Simen Kuf Samachtes deals with the Yemen of the Acharetz. How you have to deport yourself toward a waiter. Some of the things we cannot do today because the waiters today are very proud. And if you do it, they will not appreciate in a country that will feel insulted. So Mele, inasmuch as it's a Yemen of the Acharetz, if a person feels insulted, so then you shouldn't do it. But years ago, the waiters were not so proud as today. So mainly it involved the meaning of the Acharetz to give it to the waiter. Simen Kuf Samachtes. Kol davo shemeivin lifnei odom, sheyish li reyach, v'odom toivei, tzorech litim imenu lishamo shmiyat. If somebody is a guest, and there is a waiter who serves, so anything that has a good taste, that people enjoy eating it, so if every meal that has a good time, so he should give the waiter. If you want to do it today to a waiter, he'll become very angry at you. So maybe it's not chayach. But years ago, the waiters did not feel so, on the contrary, they appreciated it. That's why it was a meal of the acharas to do it. We saw, in Misraddin, we are only mechuyev to give something that has a reyach and odom toivrei. But midas chidesu literally miyat kol minu mi, whether it has a good fragrance or doesn't have a good fragrance. So it's midas chidesu to give of every maicho and of every mashke. But there is no chiyuv to give of every mashke, only of something that has a very pleasant fragrance and odom toivrei. So midas chidesu literally miyat kol minu mi, in other words, you shouldn't give any food to the waiter when he holds the case yarn in his hand. In case yarn in his hand. Why? Because he'll be caught by surprise and then he'll drop the case yarn, so it'll be embarrassing. So mele, if the case if yayin is in his hand, don't give it to him at that moment. Oy biyad balabais. Let's say suppose if the Barabbas, you should not give the waiter while the Barabbas, Barabbas has the cross in his hand. Maybe the Barabbas will resent that. Some male will become for the moment confused, so he'll drop the cross. So it will be very embarrassing. Alright. Vidavke Lishamosh. Avo, only the waiter is not allowed to give when he has a cross in his hand. Avo la'achar shebisudev, one guest should give something to another guest. Mutalitlei b'chai gav. So then we have nothing to be afraid. So, in other words, even though the Barabbas has the cross in his hand, because the Barabbas might resent if the cross is given to the waiter, because the Barabbas might think the waiter, it's his job to work, not to eat food. So melee, he might become angry and drop the cross. But if one guest gives a cross to another guest, even though the Barabbas has the cross in his hand, so it doesn't matter, because Barabbas is not likely to become angry at that. So there is no chosha lest the Barabbas will drop the cross. Then he says, "Mila litnoi b'chaygar, vi also litnoi prusas pas elohim ken yideya bei shenotal yelo." In other words, one is not allowed to give a piece of bread to someone who did not wash. That's because of Misayevi Ravir. Now, if there is an Isa to eat below the Tiras Yodayim, so maybe if you give him a Pusa Spas when he didn't wash his hands, so Misayevi Ravir. Lo yiten le'achir el mishyedeya be'sheyivorech. One should not give, let's say, something to a person if he is not going to make a bracha, the Birkas Hanan. Then the Ramos says, V'yesh makilin in Mason Roni B'teiras Tzedokim. So, but if it's an Oni because of the mitzvah Tzedokim, so it's all right to give someone food or mashke, even though it's likely that he will not make a bracha. The Bach says, that's only B'teiras Tzedokim is only muter in respect to a bracha, even if he won't make a bracha. So it's all right to give it an honor because of the mitzvah of Zaki. But if he will not even wash his hands, then you're not allowed to give even B'teir Zaki. Why? Because whenever there is a Nisar of Misayir Aveir of Rifnei Iveya, so there is no Heta B'teir Zaki. I mean, you're not allowed to give something that is also Ba'achil et Anoni just because you've been tying Mitzvah Zaki. You can tie Mitzvah Zaki without involving Aveiras, but not at the expense of Averis. But insofar as eating or drinking without making a broche, apparently there is no Isa. In other words, there is no Isa. There's a lot, it's true that kol anenebeli broche is moav. It means it's an Averis. There is a bit of mitzvah in the Avon. In other words, the Chachomim are misaking. Just as the Chachomim are misaking, that before you do a mitzvah, you have to bake a birkas mitzvah. So before you learn it from an echol, a mashke, a reyach, you have to say a bracha. And if you don't say a bracha, so it's not a nisa nikum lasei. You are mevati le mitzvah de rabon. The guy here is the Shulchan Aruch paskens, the tenene, in Misha Meisi Mutu Lifonov. So he's put off all the mitzvahs. So when he eats, he drinks, he doesn't make a bracha, but he cannot eat without washing. Why can't he eat without washing? Because an einan is only potter of chiyuvim of mitzvahs. It's not muta to do isurim, to be do a mitzvah ravon. And to eat the lein to a sedayim is a real isa. Mashein kein the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Yodei. When he eats, drinks, he doesn't make brachas because there is no isa. The shita of the Rash, in Gnai is to the contrary. The Rash in Gnai says that there is, hishiti is, that just as there is a Nisa figure of Kesher Dayim. So there is a Nisar, he doesn't use that much. There is a Nisar to be Nenner without the Bochen. Because of the Lashon HaGemara, call a Nenner the Bochen Noah. So, but, most machining in the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch is, if an Enei Misha Meis in Mutal Lefonov, so he's Potter of making a Bochen. So that shows that there Shitti is in the Pesach of Shulchan Aruch, that there is no Yisa. It's only a Chiyuv to make a Bochen. And if he is Menem doesn't make a Bochen, so he's Mevateo, the mitzvah of making the Bekas HaNenim before Yanene. Like someone does a mitzvah without making a Birkas HaMitzvah. So really, there is no Lifnivea. Because if there is mashma from the Ritva in Sukkah, from the Ritva in Sukkah, that Lifnivea is only when you are Misayea someone, when you are an accomplice in somebody's Isa. But if you are, let's say, an accomplice in somebody's Ritva Mitzvah, you're not even Lifnivea. That's why the Bach distinguishes between giving an onivity as doke when the oni will not make a broche, and giving an onivity as doke something when the oni does not wash. Because if he doesn't wash, so then he's either a misa. So you must say, you will have a misa. So there is no hetan rock mitzvah. But to eat without a broche, there is no misa. It's only a bit of mitzvah that I bought. So may I and the Shem say, we walk in Zdokeh for Noni, so it's all right. And Shalom we walk in Mitzvah, so it's especially Issa, not to give him if you know that he will not make a Bach. Hashanosh Mivorah Be'er Pre'a Gefen, I'll call case for case for Yitmulei, with Yishu Kinuach. In other words, now, it's an Ilsides to give of every Mashke, the waiter. So suppose, now, one guest gives him a kos, then another guest gives him a kos. Does he have to make the broch of Be'er Pri HaGefen again or not? So now the halacha is, if somebody makes a broch on one kos and he does not intend to drink another kos, and then for some reason he decides to drink another kos of water, he has to make a new broch because he already was Messiah Das from drinking. Now so the question is, when the only makes a broche on the first course, did he intend to make that broche on the future cases or not? So it depends. Insofar as a means of food that has a good fragrance, so then every guest is mechuyev misaradin to give it to him. So everybody will do it. So his intention was to partner the other foods also. Mashaikim without the mashke, there is no chiyuv misaradin to give a kos from each mashke that a guest drinks. It's only milasides. Not every Jew, not every guest complies with all the milasides. So Mele, when the waiter made the bracha the first time, he did not have the intention to patter the future cases because he didn't anticipate the future cost. It's only milasides. That's why Chonor says, Hashamosh Mivor Be'er Pri HaGefen of Protestification Yitmolei Lifi Shur Kenimach Ubroch HaChelene Mivor Echal Lipsom Vinsor Mivor Echal Pruso Lipruso Im Yishodam Choshu Bisude Shiyedea Shiyitmolei Kolzor Chemipas Vim Yodam Choshu Bisude Or there is no one to guide the guest. So then it's again he didn't have the intention to make a broch on all the Echelim Vim Choshu Bisude Tzorok Mivor Echal Pruso Lipruso Kmura Yayin שניים שייכו מיחד, השמה שייכו מן ולא נקרא ספשוס, כי יש מסתור פרוזים. We back now to Ksias Hapas. We left off at that time when he started to learn Lachanike. So he left off at Simen Kucha in Tess. איזה דורם פרוים הסך הדס, בסודי שצורך לארזה ולבוי. Now there is a מחלקת השני, between Rashi and the Rosh. Now, according to Rashi, so if there is hadas in the middle of the Sudeh, then not only is he required to make a new broche on anything he eats, let's say he was already missing hadas of eating anymore. And he says, Havlon Mivorech. So, he was missing hadas from eating.
And then he changed his mind. He wants to eat. He wants to drink. The Gemara mentioned the connection of drink. So according to Rashi, he's not allowed even to drink anything unless he first benches and then he makes a bar. According to the Rosh, just Rashi shitted that many days in Brochas, Rashbam shitted that with him on Psoche. According to the Rosh, so he can eat something, but he has to make a bar. If there was a Sahadas, he said, have no vorev. So Mimele, he wants to drink, he has to say a Brochashak. But he doesn't have to bench. So there's a machlekes between Rashi and Rosh. Now that's in respect to an ordinary Hadas. When he said Havlon and Vorech, but suppose he already washed my machreini, so the Mechava Shita is, the Tur says that where he washed my machreini, it has the same din as Havlon and Vorech, like as Hadas. So it's only machlekes between Rashi and Rosh. And since the two paskens like the Rosh, so Mimele, he doesn't have to bench. He can drink something, but he has to say a broche on whatever he drinks. But he doesn't have to bench. That's what the two says. So according to the two, there is no difference between an ordinary Eshadas, Havon and Vorech, and not Yodov, my Machin. Mashainkin, the Mechaber, the Bes Yosef, makes a distinction. He says like this, that in the case of a regular Hesachadas, Havon and Vorech, so then, he doesn't have to bench. He just has to make a new broch. But if he already was Nathan Maimachainim, then it's considered as if he already started to be involved with Samos. Because he already washed Maimachainim. So then, he's not even allowed to drink anything. First he has to bench. And then he's allowed to drink something and to make it work. Now, the Taz, the Mongavrov, the Goyen, they are all chilik on the Mechav. And they say, there is no difference between Havon and Vorech and not on my Machen. So according to Rashi, in both, he's not allowed to drink, he has to bench first. The Mafreya has to Mivorech, the Mafreya has to bench first. And according to Rosh, in both, even when not on Yodov, my Macheni, so he doesn't have to bench. He just has to make a new Boch. And they pass like the Rosh. So that means even in the case of Notal Yodov. So he doesn't have to bench. He just has to make a new Boch. But that's the Shita of the Mechav. Gomar Sudose. Vinotul Mayim Acheini. In Yochil Achiru in these days. So it's not enough for him to make a Boch. But he has to be involved because I'm Muslim. Achivor because I'm Muslim. Vimoma. Havon Vorech Haves Hadas, the also Elishtes, Elim King Vorech Hol of Trim. So the Mechava distinguishes between an ordinary Hadas and not real of my Machin. Now, that's why the Gemara mentioned it in connection with Sia. How about Achille? So there's a Machlekes between the Rosh and Rav Niene. Vachila Dino Kisia, Le Rosh, Avla Rav Gavyene Varan Achille Shane. שאף על פי שסילי קודם מלאכל ואפילו סיל כאן השולחון אם ראיתה לעזר אחרי לא עושה עם צורך לבורך פעם אחרת שכל שאולינות לו יודוב לא אם נסתלק לגמרי מאכילי. In other words, the sheet of Rav Niene is that there is a difference between Achille and Sia. Sia doesn't involve Keva, Kriyas. Achille involves Kriyas. So Mele, by Achille, even if he already was Misalgi Shulchan. So, if he decides to eat, he doesn't even have to make a new broch. Because many times a person thinks at first he's finished, and then he decides to eat more. So, but only that we see it. So we say, if he was Misalgi Das, then he has to make a new broch. Mishe seim lechal shulchan achirim, אפילו אומר חבלון ומבורך לא יהווה אס חדס, אשר אם אבל הבייס. So what is considered as חדס is אבל הבייס as חבלון ומבורך. But if he guesses, חבלון ומבורך doesn't mean anything. אם הוא לא אומר חבלון ומבורך גם לומנות לו יודוב משנות לו הכיס לבורך, חווה אס חדס. כשאודם נכנס לביס חבירה ויש שם חבור אס הרבה, שיכולים לכל אחד מישית לקייס, יש מי שאימר שמבורך על כל אחד בירי פרי הגחם. בכל פעם הוא נמלך, because another person is offering him a drink. הקרויים בביס בלבייס, לאחל מן הפירס ומביאים להם בזה החזה, אם הם צריכים לבורך, חלו הראשון, because there is no אס חדש.
דימי פירוי הפס אין לי הוסייך המפו ועליכם עד אך הבירקס המוזק. Now, we are not supposed to take off, to clear the table from the מבורך. It's only in respect to the מבורך until after בירקס המוזק. Why? So there are two tiny mentions. The רבוש mentions the term. In other words, in order that it should be apparent to everybody that the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we are acknowledging the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam provides every human being with food to eat. So that's why at the time we bench and we give gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for providing us with food, so there has to be a tangible manifestation of the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is providing us with food. And then the Magen Avraham mentions another reason, because Havrocha in the Sheiro are Domereik, just as we found in the Ness by Elisha and the Pach HaShemen. So there had to be a little bit of Shemen in the Pach. I mean, the same Ness could have occurred without a drop of Shemen, but in Havrocha Sheiro are Domereik. In Havrocha Sheiro are Domereik. In other words, when there is something, even though the Hateva, it could not be multiplied, but then it's yesh miyesh. But if there is nothing, then it's yesh miyayim. And broche, today, once the world was created, consists of yesh miyesh, not yesh miyayim. So, kol mishin mishaya pas al shulchonei, in ireye simen brocho, in ireye simen brocho le'ilom. Now, so what is the reason? The reason is because it should be available for a poor person. In other words, if you live, if you are Mishaya Pas Al Shulchonei, so that means if a poor person comes in, so be ready to give it to him. So, Avol Yovi Pash Leimo V'yitneno Al Shulchon V'mosa Kein Merzer L'Shem Avriz Kechovim Avit Shenema Ho'eichim Ligot Shulchon. Of course, it's not relevant today, but in the ancient times, there were certain pagans who used to have a chok to the avrizore, so they used to put on the table that had many broken pieces of pas, to put a pashleimo as a tribute to their idol. So Mimele, in those days, we couldn't do that because it had marasayim. Today there are no such pagans, I mean, who have that practice, you know, as a tribute to their idol. They put a pashleimo on the shulchan together with broken pieces of pas. Kedem shegitel yadov yechavid abayis shalu yishua avushom perurim viyumasu bimayim shal nitile af al pi shemutel leavid perurim sheyesh bem kazayis sheosa leavdom biyav lekach yechavid chilo. So in other words, so according to Rashi, the pshat is bizman chazal, not every time when people ate, so they served on the table. Sometimes people ate and they served on the floor. So mele, we have to be mechavi. If they eat on the floor, then we have to be mechavi the floor. And if they eat on the table, so then they have to clear the table. So why? Now again, this din is not relevant today, I mean the HaShulchan says. Because in those days, today, when we wash Mayim HaChayim, so we do not wash it on the floor or on the table. We don't pour water on the floor or on the table. In other words,
you pour into a plate. You have a coffee glass with water, and then you pour into a plate. Mashenkin, Bisman Chazal, so they didn't pour into a plate, they poured either on the table or on the floor. If they ate on the floor, so they poured on the floor. And if they ate on the table, they poured on the table. So in Mele, the halacha was that they should clear the table or the floor, because some water will fall on the pieces of bread, even though it's not also on a mashu, unless like as ice. But sometimes the waiter, he's not very knowledgeable, so then he'll leave there a kazayis, and then when they wash by machreinim, and in view of the fact that they didn't wash into a kele, so the water will fall on the bread, the kazayis, and that's also. So afafishi mutar avi teruim shemen kazayis. Shem kazayis, shemo ye yasham v'sham horet, shemutar li ishtami v'sham v'sham horet. ויוניעם גם פירורים שיש בהם כזייס, שאוסר עבדם ביד לקח לחבית חילו, ויחשב אינו נגן כך, מפני שאינו מסל כאן השולחם. And there's another reason, ואינו נגן הידיים חוץ לשולחם, מוקם שאין פירורים. ולק למיכה שמידה, and even if we have the minute to wash my machinim on the table, but we wash it in the kele, so there was a shulchan for itself. So the mele, that is not relevant to us. So there is no possibility that the water will fall on the bread that has a kazayis. Mokim shirim, v'on nita yadayin chuzo yisko mokim shirim pirurim, v'lek al mirich ha-shlomini. Av al pi shemuta la'abi terurim shirim al kazayis, mikol mokim kosher anius. It's not the ideal thing to be la'abi bread, even less than a kazayis. Niyadim nichasis asakim v'shaz berkes hamoze. Why? Because Shulchan is there on the Mizbeach, and on the Mizbeach you're not supposed to use a sakin, because the sakin is the symbol of destruction, and the Mizbeach is the symbol of Sholem. So Mimele, it's Neyagim Nechasis HaSakim Shal Dotsamaz. V'nu Agu Shal Nechasisi V'Shavetz V'Yomtev. I think the time is, because Shavetz V'Yomtev is so dedicated to the concept of peace and Minucho. So we don't mind even using a sake. But the Meis Achel, when a person is not dedicated to peace, so he has to resort to this symbolism, not to have the sake at the time of the Birkas Hamos, because Shulchan is there in Israel. Now we are up to Simen Kuf Piyal. That deals with Mayim Achreinim. Now there is a halacha that before you bench, after you finish the Sude, you have to wash your hands. What was the reason for that, Akone? Because Bisman Chazal, there is a certain kind of salt, Melach Zemis. There's the salt from the Yam HaMelach. So when that salt comes in contact with the eye, so it's a sakone. And Bisman Chazal, the Melach Zemis was motzu in the food. Samneil Rechachom Yom Misakein, that before he is mevorah Birkas Hamozen, he has to wash his hands to wash off the Melach Zemis. Now because of that, now today the Melach Zemis is not motzu b'nein. So because of that, Teisa says that today there is no chiyuv of washing my machinim, because it was only niskan mipnei asakone, and the tam does not apply. However, there are rishenim who say, many rishenim say that even bizman hazeh, when the melach zemis is not motzu, we still have to wash my machinim, and it's two rishenim in Shulchan Aruch, whether it's like Teisves or like the other rishenim. What is the tam of the other rishenim? After all, the reason is because of melach zemis, and it goes without saying that Melach Zemis is not Motzu B'neinu. So the answer is because the Gemara says in Baruches, V'yiskadishtem v'yisem deishim, V'yiskadishtem elumayim reshenim, V'yisem deishim elumayim achenim. So that means that both Nitilas Yudayim reshenim, when you wash
for the sude before you start eating, for eating pass, and my macheni besides the usual timing. So the usual time for mayim v'sheinim is because of schach tume. Mitnei truma, because you daim shnis l'tumo, mitnei schach truma, so hachom no misakten, that even chum should require netilas yadayim, mitnei schach truma, because you daim shnis l'tumo. And the usual time of mayim v'sheinim is melazemis. So besides the time of schach tume, yadayim shnis l'tumo, and schach truma, Ligabei Mayim Rishenim and the Tam of Sakone, Melas Demis, in respect to Mayim Achenim, there is a chiyuv of Mayim Rishenim and Mayim Achenim mitzad nikius, mitzad cleanliness. V'is kadishtem, and it's nismach to the posik, v'is kadishtem v'isem deishim. V'is kadishtem milu Mayim Rishenim, v'isem deishim milu Mayim Achenim. So too, the Tam of Sakone is not shayach, but the Tam, the smach, of Yisem Deishim Milu Mayim Acheini, in other words, because of Nikius, in other words, to wash off the grease of food that is in the hands. Because of that, we are mechuyev to wash Mayim Acheini, even today, that Melas Deimis is not much. Mayim Acheini Mchevo. Mayim Acheini Minitlin Alga Bikarke Elo Bichli, Vikli Ruach Ho Sheshir Aliyah. Now the Rambam, Chazal mentioned many times Ruach Ho. Now the Rambam appears on Mishnah Erevman, the Mishnah, Mishnah Yitzio is a listim Ruach Ho. So the Rambam explains that Ruach Ho doesn't mean evil spirits, the way some people think. Ruach Ho means, Ruach is a wind. In other words, a wind sometimes is not even visible. You feel the blast of the wind, but you can't see it, you don't see the wind. So Ruach Ho, in Chazal, the Rambam says in Perush HaMishnah Erevman, is descriptive of any destructive factor that is not visible. In other words, many times in Chazal, Ruach Ho has reference to germs, you know, what scientists speak of germs. So that's Ruach Ho. So, Elo Bichli, why? Because the water that washed off the Melas Deimis has certain germs. Mitnei Ruach Ho Sheshir Aleihem. V'Ilei Kli Neiter Al Gabi Eitzim Daki Mishom Ashpi, Afu Kova Sudose Aliyah, Vimi Yai Motsu Beis. No, I'm sorry. Ili Klinita Gabi Eitzim Daki, Bihari Eitzve, E Neitlin Bihamim Shayad Nichves Ben, Mitne Shemivapin, the bubble, as a Yodayim, they produce bubbles, the Mavirim as a Zuamo. In other words, warm water cannot be used for my machine. My machine, yes, but in order to remove the sakone of Melas Deimis, so you have to use cold water, not warm water. In Tzorich Litei L'Ra'at Perik Sheni Shalat Zbois, how much must he wash my machinim? Now the Mishnah Berurah points out that people are very neglectful. You'll see people, if you wash my machinim, they'll just put water on the tips of the fingers. That's not enough, that's a joke. So how far must you put water and in my machinim? So in Tzorach Litter Rapir Chini Shalat Zbois, up to the second joint, set of joints. Now here is the first joint, you know, the juncture of the first joints, and here is the second joint. So up to here, and in respect to the thumb, so it's up to the first joint here, because you don't have in the thumb, you don't have, you know, a joint as the way you have in these fingers here and here. So the Mechaber says that you have to pour water up to the second joints, and the thumb up to the first joint in the thumb. Now the Gor points out that this is not such a double pashut. That according to some Rishenim, you have to pour Mayim Achreinim not only up to here, but up to here, up to the Pisa Sayat. And the Goyen says, I mean, the Goyen is very obscure, but the Damasikel Ezer points out that according to the Goyen, it depends upon the two lishenes in Kuf Samech. So there the Shulchan Aruch mentions two shittes. How far must you pour water in Mayim Rishenim? So one day is there's the shita of the Rif, that you have to pour water up to the beginning of the Kone Azreya, up to here. The other shita in Shulchan Aruch is up to the end of the fingers, you know, up to here. So the Goyen says that there is a certain correspondence. According to the Shita that Maim Rishenim, you have to pour up to here. So Maim Achenim, you have to pour up to here, up to the third group of joints, not the second. And the Goyen Paskens like that, that you have to pour Maim Achenim up to here. Now, whether someone pours up to here, or up to here, that's a machlekes. But the way many people do, as the Mishabura points out, they just put water, you know, on the tips of the fingers, that's a joke, I mean. My machenim water, I mean, in some places, so when they have to obgas, to pour water, you know, on meat, that was shea, film is less, they also pour, like my machenim water, you know, on the meat. It's a joke. So the my machenim to pour water up the tips of the fingers is a joke, and pouring water over meat, just once patia, they use a hose, is also a joke, the same kind of joke. So either you have to pour up to here, and all the fingers, that's the minimum, or, according to the Goyen, up to here. But not just by pouring water on the tips of the fingers. So yashpil roshe es beis of limato, kidei shetirid hazuamo. Ve'im hamisubim rabim at hamisho,